23-0.
Listen to this shit. I just want to fight. Literally, one punch. You all heard. The guy did four different martial arts. Listen to this.
What martial arts did you do?
I did Taekwondo, Muay Thai, Aikido, and Judo.
Just got him to like a...
He admitted that I hit him.
Yeah. Crazy Temple didn't show up. So what? Tell everybody, what punch did I connect on you?
Oh, left hook. Right away.
I hit
my
gun.
Right here.
Hit him in the jaw.
Right there.
Crazy.
You see? And this pussy Crazy Temple didn't show up. I told you, look, I don't know what... That guy is some retarded... Crazy Temple, the buff black dude. Yeah, I would fucking murder that dude. I just beat a fucking martial artist who does four different martial arts with one punch. Look, here's the story. I told Crazy Temple, listen, let's box. He said, no, I'm going to do whatever. I'm like, oh, okay, you don't want to box? Well, fuck it. Come to my street. So I went outside. Literally, you know, we agreed 9 o'clock. It's ready. He never showed up. So I see this Asian dude that, you know, he's like with his girlfriend, some black girl, and like I'm thinking, man, you know, like maybe today I'm like literally meant to fuck somebody up, and I did, and this guy would literally kill this fucking Temple. Look, I don't want to talk about this Temple guy anymore. You know, if I see him, I'm gonna fuck him up like I do to everyone. But I don't think I'm gonna see him anymore because now that he's aware. Anyways, let's talk about the win. All right, let's talk about real fighting. Not trolls. Anyways, you all heard it, man. He admitted defeat, you know. Hey, it looked like 222, yeah. The left hook was not – the left hook for 222 was harder, but this was a nice one. This was – I hit him, like, right in the fucking chin, like, right in the jaw. Yeah, like, jaw, cheek. No, jaw. I got him in the jaw. I got him right in the face, yeah. Hit him in the jaw, the left hook. He dodged the first one, though, man. This motherfucker was, I think he was better than the opponent that I beat for 222, so. Wow, amazing. I did not plan to fight in April. I didn't want to fight in April. I just, like, thinking, hey, man, you know, I won so many fights. I mean, it's time for me to take a fucking break, you know, enough is enough, you know, but I'm destined to win fights. It's just like, even if I don't want to fight, I'm just going to go to the goddamn liquor store. I'm going to see some martial artist or some U.S. Marine or some boxer, and I'm just going to punch him. We're going to get... See, we don't have beef. We just... Like I said, we started play fighting. Shit got serious because I threw a real punch at him. Because I saw that this guy was good, man. And I threw a real punch at him. You know, because I'm a real champion. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, there's no... You know, it's not a good idea to play fight with me, man, because you end up play fighting with me, you're going to get knocked the fuck out for real. And he got TKO'd. I hit him, yeah, right in the jaw, man. Connected. I missed the first shot, and then the second shot, I was like, oh, no, I got to hit this guy. And then, bam. You got to be careful with these bare-knuckle fights, man. But now, yeah, I miss winning with gloves, man, but it's the same shit, really. You know, it's just I inflict more pain and damage towards the opposition when I hit him without gloves. But hopefully 224 will be with gloves. But it's going to be recorded. It will be. It's got to be because, man, this year I've had more bare-knuckle fights than boxing matches with gloves. But 14 fucking wins. And the streak continues. 32 months in a row, and it's going to be 33 months in May. And I'm off to Ukraine. This is it. You know, either to get my ex-wife back or, you know, I'm still talking to this girl. But I don't know, man. She doesn't really Skype with me that, you know. She just likes to, she said her camera's broken and she just likes to chat and, you know, I don't know. So I kind of want my ex-wife back and, you know. But that's my personal life, you know. I'm going to handle that, you know, myself. If I have to knock out, hey, I just beat a guy who does four different martial arts, you know, literally brown belt and judo and taekwondo and fucking, you heard it, man. Should I play it again? 223, no, I got to update, the fucking record, man, goddamn. You know, the thing is, man, I just keep winning. See, I told you, it's like, No, I'm allowed at plenty of gyms. I'm saying that, you know, except LA Fitness, you know, I'm not allowed at those. But, like, hypothetically, if God forbid every gym in the world was to ban me, I would still win. I just want to fight outside my house. This crazy temple guy, you heard the conversation. He's like, I'm working. Dude, he wasn't working. He's a liar. Then he makes a video while he's at home. What a fucking loser. Who? It's over. Forget about him. I just beat a better fighter, way better fighter. Yeah, and I told him, I'm like, come over. He didn't show up. And I was standing exactly the same spot where he was standing when I had no idea who the fuck he was. And I told you, as soon as I found out about him, this is it. It's done. Look, the guy, for all I know, he definitely doesn't want to fight. He probably either wants to shoot me, stab me, jump me, but he definitely doesn't want to fight. That's for sure. You know what I'm saying? These meetups, hey, either gyms, you know, street fights, just literally went outside thinking, all right, man, I'm going to smash this fucking, this tempo dude if he shows up. Because now I know, you know, now he knows my intentions. He didn't show up, so I beat a much better fighter. 4 different martial arts. Brown belt, green belt, you know what I mean? I'm the best. I'm number one. These haters, they're retarded. They're like, fight Crazy Temple. I agreed, and I said, all right, let's go. I'm literally, all day long, I was outside waiting for him. Daytime, calling him out. Nighttime. And literally, he called me, got on the phone. I'm like, hey, this is it. He didn't show up. Look, a lot of these people on the internet, no, all of them, they just want attention. They just want to get famous using my name. So, yeah, man, 223. I got to say, one hell of a tune-up before the May 3rd upcoming victory. But, man, I don't even know if you can call this a tune-up. This was one hell of a win. Hell, this changes. I don't even have to fight in May anymore. I will because, like, you know, yeah, you know, I want to win with gloves. And please don't give me this bullshit. Like, oh, but 222 was recorded and 223 wasn't. Hey, listen, I have way more fights recorded than unrecorded. I have nothing to prove to anybody. And he admitted, well, why would he, like, most street fights, you know, when people street fight, they hate each other. You know, it's like police get involved and all that. We, you know, obviously we didn't hate each other. We just started play fighting. The shit got serious. Now it's just, you know, I'm a real fighter. He's a real fighter. You know, it's a natural reaction. You know what I mean? Like when two real fighters start play fighting, you know, they can end up fighting for real. And that's exactly what happened. And I hit him. Yeah. And when he dodged, I was like, oh shit. I'm like, okay. But this guy thinks he, you know, I don't know. He thinks he could take me or whatever. He's dodging, okay, you know. And boom, he sure didn't dodge the next one, though. Man, I fucking bombed on him. Wow. No, I'm just like, I didn't plan to go to the gym or nothing. I didn't plan to, like, man, what? And I was about to fuck up some black dude that looked like Crazy Tempo. And then he, like, turns around, and I'm like, are you Crazy Tempo? And I realize, well, no, it's not him. Yeah, if I ever see that Crazy Tempo guy, I'm going to knock him out. But nah, he's not going to come back, man. Forget about him, man. He's some crazy troll. But anyways, man, great win today, man. You know, 2 bare knuckle wins in a row. All right, 221 was the gloves. 220 bare knuckle Barbosa ESPN. Man, there's been a lot of bare knuckle action this year, man. Yeah, hey, haters, man. I hate to break it to you, man, but there's no such thing as bare knuckle sparring, man. There's literally no such thing, man. So, you people have, you always get exposed. Yeah, the guy did Muay Thai, Judo, Aikido, and Taekwondo. Holy shit. 4 different martial arts, man. Yeah, and he used to participate in tournaments. He told me, man. He told you all heard it, man. You all heard it, man. At least I got some footage, you know, of him admitting that he lost to me. You know, what can I say? 223 wins, 0 losses. Unbelievable. I continue to make history, and I've fought every month last year, 12 months, and now January, February, March, and April, I've won all 4 months. And this month, I literally planned to skip, and boom, I win again. Wow. Yeah, 224. I'm calling it right now. It's going to be with gloves. And it's going to be an amazing one-sided win. It's going to be another one-hitter quitter, I'm predicting. No, I don't know, man. This has been the year of the one-hitter quitters. I'm telling you. 2012, I one-hitter quitted a lot of people. I knocked out Teardrop the Murderer. I knocked out Musclehead. I nicknamed this huge guy. I don't know who he was. Maybe he was a Marine. He looked like a Marine. He had a Marine haircut. I don't know who he was. Just some dude that challenged me. He was fucking huge, like 260 pounds, like all roided up. And I knocked him out cold into the bushes. And I one-shotted a lot of people in 2012. That was like the year. That's the year I beat Derek DeJohn. Yeah, I'll box Derek. But I one-shotted a lot of people. But this year, I've one-shotted the most people this year. The Marine on video. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's just, I mean, if 14 wins out of the 14 wins, shit, I don't know. I lost count. 8 or 9 were like one hitter quitters, maybe more. I got to look at my record. I mean, fuck. Yeah, see, I only do radios whenever I win a fight. I don't do pound for pound radios anymore. Like only when I win a fight. No, I mean, like, I don't do them like, you know, like I used to do them, like on a daily basis. So, like, I used to do them every day. No. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, it's amazing. See, that's the great thing about the underground. That's like what I keep explaining to all these people. Like, it's real. You know what I mean? Like, see, this mainstream horseshit, they prepare it for months, literally for 7-8 months. They stage this shit. I'm sure they probably even rehearsed. Not probably. They rehearsed this shit. You know, it's Mayweather McGregor, this fake shit. Look, I literally come out of my house thinking, okay, I'm going to knock out Chris, some random guy, Crazy Temple. And I end up being a fucking martial artist, literally decorated martial artist, 4 different martial arts with one punch. Hell, this is such a great win that I don't even know if there's a point of fighting me. Best to skip me and win June 1st on the legendary June 1st when I won the world title, UBF, you know? Yeah, man, and that black guy that I almost that I thought was Crazy Temple that I was punched. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I should have fucked him up too, but because he was like saying he was kind of supportive of Mayweather. He admitted I beat Senior. I showed him the videos. He admitted. He said you smashed Wilder for sure. Everybody says I beat Wilder. Only the delusional haters, you know. I don't know if they truly believe what they're saying, but. You know, who cares? You know, you're as good as your last fight in 223. It looked like 222, man. The opponent was better. You know, this guy was, he looked, it's funny, he looked like Bruce Lee, man. Yeah, literally. Hey, man, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of black belt martial artists that I beat. This guy was brown belt. He wasn't black. He was brown belt. Doesn't matter. Brown belt's pretty damn close to black. A lot of martial artists that I beat, and I bet you my next win is going to be against a martial artist. A lot of martial artists that I beat the shit out of Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee is just a huge name. He's just like a household, like movie, you know, like, well, he's an actor. No, he was a real fighter, you know, supposedly, you know. And, you know, but the problem with Bruce Lee is there's no, absolutely no, like, there's literally hundreds of videos of me fucking people up. You know, there's no footage of Bruce Lee. Like, the second best fighter after Charlie Zelenoff of all time. Nobody from mainstream boxing. Maybe Sambo Russian. Maybe Anthony Thompson. Maybe that ninja dude, that Muay Thai fighter that moved like a ninja. You know, it's like, it's a lot of guys that can literally, there should be like a tournament for who's second best after me. Because there's a lot of guys. Wilder, no. Wilder can, maybe, he's like top 10, top 5 maybe. But no, he's not second best. There's plenty of people I'd beat that would beat Wilder's ass. But anyways, today the guy had, you know, like, hey, he dodged the first shot, but he sure didn't dodge the second shot. I fucking bombed on him. Dude, I hit him right in front of his girlfriend. Some black girl. I don't know. I didn't know he, man, you know, it's amazing. I smashed somebody in front of my ex-wife, Daria, and I smashed a lot of people in front of their girlfriends. I don't care who you're with. Listen, Chuck Liddell dodged a bullet. Do you think because I don't give a fuck about his tramp wife. He had a kid with him. Come on, man. He had a child with him. That's why I didn't hit Liddell. But guess what? He talks so much shit, the next time I see Liddell, I'm going to punch him. Yeah, this guy ran his mouth and, you know, come on, man. Are you kidding me? Chuck Liddell, man? No, he deserved. This guy beat today would obliterate Chuck Liddell, man. That guy was fast as fuck, and he showed me some shadow kicking, or whatever the fuck. Sure, he did some fucking taekwondo karate bullshit, and this motherfucker was doing roundhouses, man. This guy was like, man, I beat a talented martial artist. I always beat good fighters, man. 223-0, man. Fuck, I bet you fucking delusional. Hey, 223, and you going to get some more when I get 224, baby. Oh, man, May 3rd, man. May 3rd, man. You motherfuckers better be. Whatever, I got nothing to prove, man. This is it, man. 222 was amazing. 221 was amazing. 220, I beat Barbosa. This guy, 223. But this guy, Barbosa, he's a pussy. This guy's a real fighter. This guy would kill Barbosa, the guy that I beat today. Come on, Taekwondo, Muay Thai, Judo, Aikido. What the fuck? And you fucking delusional haters. Like, I told you, they're never, ever going to stop talking shit. I beat Barbosa, ESPN boxer, still running their mouth. Oh, you sucker punched him. And then fight Crazy Temple, and we're going to give you credit. They're like, be crazy. I literally, you all saw. I was literally hunting for him the whole day. The guy, I literally gave him my number. He called me. He did not show up. I'm at work. You know, because he knows that I would obliterate. He even admitted. He literally admitted that I would beat him. He says he wants to pull off the upset or some shit like that. Listen, the guy's a joke, right? He just wants attention. Now he's happy. Now the goat mentioned him. Now he thinks people are going to know who he is. And now this is it. Now he's, you know, he's definitely never going to, if he shows up, I'm going to knock him out. But trust, today's win, I beat a fucking, literally, a decorated martial artist, four different martial arts. And don't be surprised if you hear from this flagger guy, this retard. You know, he always makes videos and talking, oh, Charlie beats up these innocent people, man. It's so fucked up, man. You know, it's so, like, dangerous. Of course, boxing is dangerous. Everything, fighting, period, is dangerous. Whether you do it with gloves, whether you do it with bare knuckle, it's all dangerous, motherfucker. It's dangerous. Shit, man. No shit is dangerous. Boxing is the most dangerous. Listen, fighting is dangerous, period. 223-0, though. Never lost. But yeah, man, great left hook. Like I said, decorated martial artist. Play the footage again. Yeah, man. Yeah, just gotta. That's it. We'll see. Maybe I'll win one more. No, maybe 224 will just be in Ukraine. We'll see. You know? Got nothing to fucking prove, man. Today changes a lot of shit, you know? I didn't know I was gonna win today, man.
Yeah, I don't have, like, I fight every single fucking month. Every single month.
Look at this shit.
Just got into like a quick little street fight with this guy. Yeah. What do you do?
I do Taekwondo, Muay Thai, Aikido,
yeah.
And Judo.
Four different martial arts and I beat him with one punch. I am the greatest.